Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. I'm excited about getting Tom Asacker back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is one of our top branding experts. He's one of the top branding experts on the planet. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom and a number of other books, including the new one, A Clear Eye for Branding. And he's our good friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. How are things in New England?
Well, doing well. No snow yet. So,
no snow yet, huh?
Right. Good for the commuters, bad for the ski resorts.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to have to start making some snow up there, aren't they?
It's coming soon.
Tom, you've got a pretty handy little crystal ball there about the marketplace. And I know you've been peering into it lately, kind of looking to see what's happening out there, what will be happening in 2007. Can you give us some ideas about what you've seen?
I'll give you the big picture, 30,000 foot view, and you know maybe we can decipher some small business insights from a lot of this. From a marketing and advertising standpoint, one of the things that's become fairly obvious, and it's moving quickly, and it's you'll see more of it in 2007, a lot of major advertising dollars are going to continue to move away from traditional media, especially television, into things like branded entertainment, video games, online video. Anywhere that the consumer is milling about the marketplace, because the consumers are not sitting still any longer, engaged for hours in a particular TV program or TV channel. They're not engaged in the newspaper like they used to be. They're multitasking and moving quickly, so marketers are looking for where are they, where can we engage our message with them.
And their attention span is getting much smaller.
Much, much smaller.
Let me ask you a question about that. Are you saying that marketers, the larger companies especially, who basically are driving the train you're talking about, are you saying they're focusing more on short brand awareness media rather than a brand message like a 60-second commercial?
Well, I wouldn't call it just awareness, but what they're going to do is they're going to start blanketing their message across various touch points in order to engage the audience where they are and in what they're doing, as opposed to trying to catch them for 60 seconds watching a TV commercial.
Well, see, this is classic. I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, my point is nobody watches those commercials. They have a laptop on their lap. And you know, they're doing things while the TV's on, so they don't sit for 60 seconds like that anymore.
Well, see, this is basically the 21st century stuff. In the 20th century, producers of content, producers of advertising, and you could get people to come to see you and find your, and they'd come to get your stuff. And it included what happened on the internet in the 90s. If you remember, the internet hit and everybody got a website and people started going to your website.
Right.
In the 21st century, people are saying, you know what, I'm too busy. If you want me, you got to catch me. I'm not coming to see you. You got to come to see me.
That's exactly right.
And they're saying, if you have information for me, don't post it on your website and expect me to always come get it. You might have to either remind me that it's there or just go ahead and send it to me.
No, that's exactly right.
Now that I've given you permission to do that.
Exactly right. As a matter of fact, another trend that I see, and I know this sounds maybe counterintuitive to a lot of people, but I think you'll see this play out next year. You're going to see a big increase in direct mail, and what I call consumer pull of online content. In other words, yes, I gave you permission to contact me. So in essence, I'm pulling your content towards me. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily going to be via email. It's going to be through these RSS, really simple
right.
syndication.
Right. Blogging, yeah, which is basically, which is a lot of it is the blog technology. Now, you're exactly right. And the thing is, Tom, I started saying this 2 years ago. I said that RSS would be the thing that would eventually, I believe, dominate and make email marketing null and void. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about, we're going to get time to talk to us about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tom Asacker. He's the author of A Clear Eye for Branding.
That's a lot of us.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. He's one of our top marketing and branding experts in our Brain Trust, and couldn't do without him. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's A Clear Eye, ACLEAREYE.com.
ACLEAREYE.com, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I have an ongoing blog where I post different insights that I pick up in my travels through the marketplace, and there's links to other great content and how to buy my book, where to buy my books. It's a pretty good resource.
It is a good one, and I encourage you to check it out, folks, ACLEAREYE.com. Tom, we're talking about RSS versus, say, email marketing. There's nothing wrong with email marketing as it sits on your computer and as it's going out, as it leaves your delivery system. There's nothing wrong with email marketing. The problem with email marketing, because it's no different from RSS, in that both of them are World Wide Web technologies. They both go out over the World Wide Web. They're both internet technologies, but the thing is that the problem is all the things that interrupt and intercept and trip up and halt and take hostage your stuff that goes out. That's the problem that I see with email marketing, and RSS doesn't have any of those problems. And it doesn't have it has a diffusion problem because most people aren't using RSS, real simple syndication, but whereas most people have email. So the problem, the good news is RSS doesn't have a lot of the problems. The bad news is not too many people are using it.
Yeah, a little bit of a catch-22 there, isn't it?
Yeah, but once RSS becomes diffused, I think that's the point in which. Email marketing becomes obsolete. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and I think it's going to happen in 2007. I mean, the
really?
email effectiveness continues to wane due to increasing levels of spam and advanced filtering. I mean,
yeah.
I send out thousands. I have a list of probably 3,000 people. I'm not even sure how many people are getting through on this, how many emails are actually
right.
making it to the destination.
Right.
And that's the problem. What you're going to find is savvy marketers. I don't know if you remember this, but when the Internet first came on the scene back in the mid-'90s, early to mid-'90s, there was a program called Pointcast.
Mm-hmm.
And what Pointcast was is you downloaded this program onto your computer. And during the day, if you were online, it would go out and grab content and bring it onto your hard drive so that even when you weren't connected to the Internet, you could look at that content anytime you wanted. I think we're going to see, now that we have all kinds of abundant hard space,
mm-hmm.
we're going to see that technology coming back because the New York Times just launched a new product. It's a new thing called the New York Times Reader.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it Friday night. It is incredible. In essence, what it does is goes out to the New York Times, brings in all the content onto your hard drive. So now when I get onto an airplane, I can sit and read the entire New York Times
right
on this reader on my laptop.
It's basically New York Times by RSS.
That's exactly what it is, and they have it all figured out so that it's a really great user experience where you can highlight things, copy things. It's where we're going because people are overwhelmed with email. They don't have time to go on the Internet and look at all the sites they want to. So whoever makes it easiest for them and gives it to them in the best format, entertaining format, informative, they're going to win, and everybody else is going to be
yep.
pushed out of the noise.
When the moment I saw the RSS technology and fully understood it about 18 months ago, and when I saw how people want to receive, want to be informed, they no longer want to come to see you to be informed. They want you to send them what they want. When I saw those two things converging, that's when I said, you know, email marketing is, even though now we have a newsletter and people love it, we send it out to 10,000 people, and some of those fall through the cracks. We know that. But the thing is that, and we'll continue to send it out. But I can see the day, Tom, where we'll cross over and we will no longer do that.
Well, yeah, that's a major trend. There's no doubt about that.
What else? What are some other things that you've seen?
Well, you know, you're going to see a lot more of this consumer-generated content on websites. You know, these little videos that people do or little animations. That you're going to see more and more of that.
What does that mean? What's that have to do with branding?
Well, people like to be entertained. So in essence, what you're trying to do is you've got to get people's attention. If we're overloaded with all this information and all these websites and emails, somehow you've got to get their attention. And one thing that people like is they like to be entertained. They like to have a laugh. If you can give that to them in the context of who you are, that helps them to remember you and to think about you the next time they're interested in. I'll give you a crazy example. I mean, Burger King with this big plastic Burger King head guy that does all these crazy things.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they blanketed this craziness that they do all over the Internet, on television, everywhere.
Right.
And they're appealing to a specific psychographic, which are young males.
It's funny to see the King riding on that stupid little scooter. I have to admit that. Stand by, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. Tom Masekera and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Until the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Masekera is with us. He's a good friend of ours and one of the smartest guys I know, especially when it comes to the marketplace. His website is aclearEye.com. I certainly encourage you to check it out, and you can find all of his books there. And whatever Tom has to say, whatever he offers you, is worth your time and money, I promise you folks. Tom, let's get back into some of the things that you see out there in the marketplace. What are some other things you see for 2007?
Well, I see more brands becoming retailers. And for example, Apple is now a retailer with their Apple stores.
Right. Which has come full circle because they started out as an Apple store.
Well, yeah, but what you're seeing
back in 84, they had stores.
And but you know what they're using the stores for primarily now is another media outlet. As opposed to running these TV commercials,
right?
Let's take all those millions of dollars and let's make this grand attraction so that we can spread our message. Yes, indeed, sell product, but also spread our message in a controlled manner. So you'll see more of that. You'll also see more retailers developing more upscale private label brands. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just heard that Home Depot is coming out with their own section of these upscale gadgets and things that, that they basically branded for their Home Depot stores.
Right.
You're going to see more of that. A lot more emphasis on design.
What is that? What does all this mean for small business owners, Tom?
Well, it means that.
Is it going to make it harder on us? Do we need to kick things into another gear? What do we need to do? We certainly got to get our heads out of the 20th century, don't we?
Well, what it means is that the big brands used to stay away from the small business, basically just advertising on mass media.
They didn't get in. Now, they didn't do guerrilla marketing like we do.
No, they're coming down to the street now, though. I mean, everybody better roll up their sleeves and start really developing a tighter bond with their current customers, because those big brands are coming down to the street level. I mean, they've seen the success of people like Starbucks, who did very little advertising. So they know it can be done at street level. Now they're going to try to figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on their way. Now you've got a now small business has an advantage in that, you know, they've always been there on the local level, so they should have a lot more credibility and trust. But they've got to deliver now. I mean, well, they've got to up the bar and deliver the experience that the consumer's looking for.
Well, see, the thing is what you're talking about is the big companies are focusing on customization, on premium products, premium prices with those products, and premium, hopefully premium service, which Tom, you and I've been telling small business owners for how many years now that this is what they should be doing, and that this is our domain. What you're saying is the big companies are getting into our domain, and that's just fine, Tom, because I still think we can whip them at it.
Well,
but we got to understand what's happening.
The reason small business can win is that big business, they don't know how to talk to customers. They don't know how to do research. Small business has all the research they want every single day, walking in the door, calling on the phone.
Right.
They just have to get into the habit of asking the questions.
And listening.
And listening and then responding.
And recording what's been said and tracking the stuff, tracking this information. We can no longer be... We can't just wander around in a fog reacting to, you know, like a pinball bouncing off from one customer to the other. We got to land somewhere and start soaking this stuff up, don't we?
Well, absolutely. We have to take a look at it and see where the meaning is behind all of that.
Right. But mainly
the insight.
But Tom, I keep saying this, and I say this everywhere I go to speak. Get your head out of the 20th century. Whatever you learned in the 20th century that you're still doing in the 21st century is holding you back and may cause you to fail. What do you think?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, I told you the story about Einstein. It was teaching at Princeton University back in the early 60s, and he had just gave a test to his advanced physics class, and his teaching assistant said to him, "Hey, Dr. Einstein, I just looked at these completed exams. Aren't these the same questions that you put on last year's final exam?" And Einstein said, yeah, they are. And this teaching assistant says, "Don't you think it's a mistake to put the same questions on the exam 2 years in a row?" Einstein looked at me and said, "Listen, there's no need to worry. All of the answers have changed."
That's a great story. I've never heard that. You've never told us that story before. That's exactly right. That's a great story, Tom. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen, acleareye.com. You got to go there today. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.